Today's podcast is brought to you by Tony's Main Street Italian Grill. It's the best in Marion, Kentucky. Made from scratch, meatballs, homemade sauces and pastas, fresh herbs, daily made bread, and don't forget our weekend specials and catering service. That's Tony's Main Street Italian Grill, Marion, Kentucky.
Welcome to another Rocket Sports podcast. We're with the Lady Rocket volleyball team today in the bowels of Rocket Arena. They're getting ready to play their 12th match of the season tonight against McLean County. And Coach Hunt, this is a tough game, really. They're not a bad team you have coming in here.
No, they're not. They've had a few difficult games, difficult opponents this season, but they've had some that we've already beat as well. So we just got to stick to our game and
of course,
playing the way we've been playing.
Your team has stuck to its game so far, 10-1, ranked number 5 in the region, and just barely last week missed going to the Class A. It was a heartbreaker, wasn't it?
It's a rough subject for us. we've been working really hard, and that was a tough loss for us. But we've bounced back, and we're ready to push forward through the districts and into regionals, and that's our goal now.
Just a couple of points shy there and beating UHA and going, but you bounced right back. And you win your next match.
Yes, we did. Against Hawkins County Central. We had a rough start at that one, too, but some of them finally decided to wake up and come out and play, and we took them into 5 sets for the win.
You were behind by 2 sets.
Mm-hmm.
And
came out in the 3rd set and finished strong.
Have you gotten over this loss, and now you're looking toward maybe the district tournament now, Kinley? This is Kinley Ferriman, a senior.
Yeah, that's one of our main goals this year for sure, is to win the district championship. We've really just had a more positive attitude this year than we have in the past few years, and we're just tired of losing. So.
And you're proving that on the court. 10-1 is your best start ever.
Mm-hmm.
Paige Gilbert, another senior on the team. How are you able to win 10 games this year? Over the last 4 years combined, you hadn't won 10 games. What's the difference?
I think this year we just have a more positive outlook on the court. In the past few years, if we get down by 1 point, we just can't bounce back from that. So this year, even if we get down by a few points, we just we keep our heads up and we just keep playing our game and pushing points.
Coach Hunt, you've told me the last several years, every year when we talk about your volleyball team, you're really excited about them. You're an eternal optimist, and you talk about how good they are and how talented this team is. And it's been a struggle to put that on the court and come away with wins. But this year, it's a turnaround, hasn't it?
It really has. It's been, I think it's just getting to the fact that these are my girls. I've had them from 8th grade on. We've been together for 6 years now, starting year 6. And it's, like I said, it's just their attitude when they bring on the court. They have this desire and this will to win. They're not going to accept a loss. And that's just it. They have this want to, and the attitude is what's going to carry them as far as they want it. So it's an amazing season.
We saw that against UHA when it was down to the – this is only a 3-set match because it's a tournament – and you get in that 3rd set, it's a 15-point game at that point, and not 25 like a normal game. So the clock is shorter, so to speak. And you get down, but you battle back. And Kinley, I think you were serving maybe, and you the girls just you kind of rallied behind that, and you went ahead. I believe it was 13-11. Were you the server at that point?
Yeah,
I think you were.
Sure, anyway.
So what was the difference right there? What was the difference, and how did you get ahead?
You know, all I was thinking about right then was, okay, this is my last chance. We're going to make it state for the All A's, and we got to push as hard as we can. So that's what I did.
And you could really see that determination, but in the end, Paige, what was UHA just – so they were tough, no question.
Yeah, I think UHA was an all-around good team, and we weren't playing bad, but we just kind of made a few silly mistakes, and we were pretty even, so they just came back from that deficit and ended up winning.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you like we said, the rest of the season, now you turn your attention toward district play. You have 2 games this week, tonight, as we mentioned, McLean County. Fort Campbell will come in Tuesday night, and then you're going to take a break, come back next week, and play Webster County, and then Trigg County comes in for the district turn or the district around Robin during the season. And coach, tell us a little bit about Trigg County. Is this a team that you feel like we're going to handle with success continue?
I think they're definitely beatable for us. You know, one of the things we know is they have a decent outside hitter and they've got a good little passer. So, I mean, we just kind of have to keep doing what we've been doing, keep putting the ball down and staying in control of our side of the court. But I definitely think it's a team that's going to be beatable for us. I mean, it's all up to these guys.
All up to you, girl. So what's it going to take, Kelly? What's it take to win this district this year?
We just got to keep our heads up, stay positive like we have so far this season. You know, if we get down, we got to just learn to bring ourselves back up and keep a good attitude about it.
Paige, what do you think? As far as on the floor, what have you got to do to win this district tournament?
Well, a lot of the other two teams in the district, they lost some of their talent last year, and I think this year we've maintained our talent, and like you said, we've had a better mental game. So I think just when we're on the floor, I mean, we have to play defense and just pay attention to the little things like our mechanics just to be able to play our game and win.
Well, I know, like I've mentioned, Coach has been behind you girls the last few years. She's been a believer the whole time. And this year, it's coming through. The community's starting to get excited about this team. I hear a lot about it out in the community. I know that makes you girls feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck the rest of this week. And as your district games begin next week against Trigg County, hopefully finish up 20-1.
That's our hope, too.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
And once again, we would like to thank today's podcast sponsor, Tony's Main Street Italian Grill, downtown Marion, Kentucky.